AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israel's delayed a cabinet vote on the Gaza ceasefire, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu blaming a last-minute dispute with Hamas, his hardline national security minister threatening to quit if the deal's approved. Meantime, Sagar Magani reports Secretary of State Antony Blinken defended the Biden administration's policy on the war in his final news conference.
At the State Department, Blinken called the Gaza ceasefire deal a relief for Israelis and Palestinians alike.
It's also a moment of historic possibility for the region and well beyond.
Saying he expects the deal to be implemented this weekend.
How does it feel to have your legacy be genocide?
But as he spoke, people in the room accused Blinken of ignoring Israeli violence against Palestinian civilians.
Criminal! Why aren't you in the Hague?
They were rare, if not unprecedented, protests in the State Department briefing room. Blinken says questions about how the U.S. handled the war are fair.
And they'll be asked for a long time.
But says the administration had to focus on one thing.
Where we could actually get an end to a conflict, an end to suffering, and the prospect of something better.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
More than a week after two massive wildfires erupted in L.A., residents won't be going home soon. The search continues for human remains, while burned slopes are now at risk of landslides. And charred debris is laden with toxins, including asbestos. More than 80,000 still under evacuation orders. Lisa Dwyer reports a big benefit concert's planned.
Sting, Billie Eilish, Lady Gaga, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers are among a slew of top performers slated to take the stage at Fire Aid on January 30th. The list of performances also includes Joni Mitchell, Katy Perry, Pink, Green Day, Jelly Roll, Phineas, to Stevie Nicks, and Earth, Wind & Fire. Tickets go on sale Wednesday. The concert will be broadcast and streamed live on a variety of platforms. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Filmmaker David Lynch has died at 78. Donna Warder has a look at his career.
Lynch was celebrated for his uniquely dark vision in such movies as Blue Velvet. And the TV series Twin Peaks.
Chet, I've got a surprise for you. Something interesting I would like to show you.
Lynch's family announced his death on Facebook, saying they would appreciate some privacy at this time, and that there's a big hole in the world now that he's no longer with us. Lynch revealed last summer that he had been diagnosed with emphysema and would not be leaving his home because of fears of contracting COVID-19 or even a cold. Lynch died just days before his 79th birthday. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.